Colorado protesters at a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, is sentenced to life in prison. James Alex Fields apologized before the sentencing. This is Fox News.
Than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No surprises in the forecast as we go through this last weekend in June. Still, there is a risk you can encounter an isolated storm. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday will be hot, but there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar, so your chances are slightly better. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot, low to mid-90s both days, lows at night in the low 70s. The first day of July, Monday, is hot, high 95, and Tuesday's high 96. There will only be widely scattered storms for the lucky towns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to finish this video. It's only got 6 or so minutes left.
The building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid, and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or a 747,
impossible,
or whatever it might have
aluminum?
Been,
how no
could
way.
It possibly go through the steel?
No way.
I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall.
As we were getting our gear on and making our way to the stairway, there was a heavy-duty explosion.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Is that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the
planned problem? Yeah, definitely secondary explosion.
I heard a second explosion and another rumble.
An hour later than that, we had that big explosion from much, much lower.
It just went ba-boom, it was like a bomb went off. And another explosion came right from it, just everyone flying.
There were numerous secondary explosions taking place in that building. There were continuous explosions.
No, the first explosion, and there was a second explosion in the same building. There were two explosions.
Okay. There. Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
There was another
explosion that took place in one of the towers here. So obviously, according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building.
It was a secondary explosion, probably a device either planted before or on the aircraft that did not explode until an hour later.
Then it was those secondary explosions and then the subsequent collapses.
That the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now, that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point.
I heard a noise like a sonic boom almost, and then a blast. The building swayed, shook a little bit. I saw papers coming fly out of the middle of the building. When we were just about to come out of the building, there was another blast, and all the lights went out, and this is what happened then.
Like gunfire, bang, 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 and then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
About 50 consecutive bangs, and it fell down like a waterfall.
And we heard the noise associated with an implosion.
We heard a very loud blast, an explosion. We looked up, and the building literally began to collapse before us.
We heard a loud explosion.
You collapsed too.
And at that point, Building 2 was collapsing.
At that point, we heard a large boom. I looked up and just saw the building coming at us.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
There was another major explosion. The building itself, literally the top of it, came down.
All of a sudden, you hear explosion, and you could see the building starting to collapse.
Huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2.
According to the Associated Press, another building that has either been attacked or exploded.
The tower, rather, that has collapsed, though we are told, collapsed because of a third explosion.
And about an hour later after that, there was a huge explosion at the base of the South Tower. That's the One World Trade Center, and part of the building collapsed.
We could hear a rumble, which was about 5 seconds long, preceding the actual collapse, and then a boom when each of those towers collapsed.
Just seconds ago, there was a huge explosion, and it appears right now the Second World Trade Tower has just collapsed.
I was about five blocks away when I heard explosions.
And then you heard from far away, boom, boom.
And you heard the boom, 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 boom.
Floor by floor, it's not a
firefighters.
It was like as if they had detonated. If they were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
From the corner, boom, 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 boom. Just like 20 straight hits. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode. And it just started going pop. It just started going boom, 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 boom. And he goes, how fast? I go, like firecrackers.
No second plane. It was a bomb. Bombed another building, not second plane. That was a bomb.
We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the eighth floor.
This is the
big explosion. Blew us back into the eighth floor.
This guy that killed.
And I turned to Hesh. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
You need someone.
All right, that's about enough of that. You get the point. Well, what you really need to know is all the ones that were involved in the 9/11 attacks are the same ones that were involved in trying to remove candidate and then later President Donald Trump. Same guys. Does that come as a shock to you? Does that, I don't know, maybe wake you up a little bit? Does that give you cause to think maybe 9/11 wasn't what they claimed it was? I sure hope so. Because I'm telling you, 9/11 was not what we were told. 9/11 was not perpetrated by the ones we were told it was perpetrated by. And I'm not saying it was an inside job, but I'm saying it was facilitated by men within our government. And I'll leave it at that. And if you ask me, how can you say that, Terry? I'll tell you how I can say that. When that airliner was flying around in the middle of the country, it knew exactly where. But there's a certain way the radar is set up that it picks up the transponder on the plane. They knew exactly where the boundaries were. They knew when to cut it off, when to cut it on. They were playing games because they had inside information of a very sophisticated system that America uses. They knew everything about that system. If these are just 28, you know, Muslim extremists. How would they know all that? I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I can't. It's no way. It's and again, buildings cannot collapse like that unless they're blown up. That's a fact. But people are so brainwashed. They're so lacking in critical thinking skills because we're being bombarded by the aerosols, the GMOs, all the stuff I'll get into all the time. There's just people can't wrap their mind around it. They really can't. And it's sad because our country was attacked by powers within our own country, and now it's being taken over. It's being allowed, it's being imploded by the same people. And nobody seems to get it. Nobody seems to care. It's unbelievable. All right, I'm going to link this video to the Clear and Air Facebook page, but let me give you what Alexandria wrote about it. Part of why this 9/11 video is the best one I've seen in years is posted by a skyscraper engineer from New York City who points out many details I'd never noticed. For example, the Israeli art students who occupied the floors of the North Tower were camped out for weeks on the exact floors penetrated by the first plane. Something he failed to mention was they rented a helicopter and had threw dummies off their little terrace they built outside of that window, and they had the helicopter film the dummies as they fell. Why would you do that? Let me just throw something at you. And believe me, the last thing I want to do is make sport of people who perished that day. I don't. I understand. What if, instead of all the jumpers that we were shown, what if all of this was a CGI production? What if those dummies that these Israeli art students had filmed from a helicopter, what if they used very sophisticated CGI technologies and they played around with those dummies to make them look like real people committing suicide jumping off that building? Just think about that. Think about that. The many clues they left behind make it plausible that these kids were strategically wiring explosives and cutting steel on those floors, because remember, that's exactly where the purported plane hit. I don't believe a plane hit at all. To create the special effect that some call the Wile E. Coyote silhouette from Flight AA-11 entering the building. Airliners are made of aluminum. It's essentially a 12-foot in diameter aluminum tube. When you hit a 4-inch steel column, guess what's going to happen? The aluminum is going to, number one, it's either going to cut it flat in half at those speeds, I would guess that's what it would do, or it's going to just flatten it. It's not going to penetrate steel. Ain't going to happen. No amount of gaslighting will convince this seasoned professional that it was in any way physically possible for the flimsy airframe of a 767 to have sliced through the building's outer skin like butter. He says it would have taken an aircraft carrier slamming into the side of Tower 2 to create that hole. I'd like to see that. Moreover, he says, the only thing on Earth that can make a building free fall perfectly into its own footprint is a controlled demolition, period. Not even up for debate. I couldn't agree more. So let's recap here. Joe Biden is the one who drafted the Patriot Act in 1995. John Brennan is the one who approved the visas for the purported hijackers. Robert Mueller is the FBI director who conducted an investigation in 9/11 that told us nothing. It's funny because all we ever hear about are the Bush connections. It's almost as if they're controlled by the same people. Well, they are. They're Luciferian psychopaths. They want the destruction of America because they want America to be the new Babylon, the military arm of the New World Order, the hammer of the whole earth. They've got to destroy America as we know America. That's what this was all about. What this was about was setting the stage for the New World Order and the Luciferian cabal that's running this operation to surveil us in every single way to know who's with them and who's going to be against them. They want to know who the threats are going to be. They want to know who the patriots are going to be. That's what this is all about. 9/11 took away all these bills the Bill of Rights gave us. It took away all these rights, all this stuff that we've had forever. It's gone. Habeas corpus gone. All this stuff's gone because of 9/11, because of John Brennan and the Patriot Act. It's unreal. All the same players doing all the same things. And we're supposed to believe this? Wake up, folks. Wake up.
May I help you?
Well, howdy.
I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Welcome back to the program. Sorry about that. A Vice News investigation has found that nearly half of the secure bathrooms in the Houses of Parliament building, which is, of course, in Britain, which is accessible only to lawmakers and other high-ranking officials, have tested positive for trace amounts of cocaine. They've been snorting up cocaine over there in the Bellevue, UK. Taking color-changing drug swabs to 9 areas, Vice found traces of illegal drugs in 4 locations, including the toilets outside the 2 private bars reserved only for lawmakers and their guests, and 2 bathrooms which are reserved only for the lawmakers, and the bathrooms are near their offices. A particularly large amount of cocaine residue was found while swabbing a bathroom opposite Stranger's Bar. What are the chances? Gee. Say it ain't so, of course, you know, you and I would go to prison for a very long time. If I'm not mistaken, up to 9 years for possession over there. If they catch you distributing it, you don't get out of prison. It's unreal how they, you know, the punishment you get over there, of course, unless you're one of them. If you're one of them, you don't get punished. You know, they let you do it. Actually, they're talking about how they've known about it, you know, the powers that shouldn't be over there. We know that they from time to time get high. What's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is if you're normal, you go to prison for a very long time. That's what's wrong with that. A little bit of good news, and this is dated today. There's going to be a straight pride parade, believe it or not. It's coming to Boston. This is dated today. This is from DC Dirty Laundry. Super happy fun. America's officially bringing a straight pride parade to Boston. How about that? Super Happy Fun America invites you to celebrate the diverse history, culture, and contributions of the straight community. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's about time. Celebrate being heterosexual. You better believe it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This is a little scary, but it's not surprising. Veterans Administration whistleblower threatened with termination the day before her scheduled testimony. One day before Menu Gavelli testified at a House committee hearing about the official Department of Veterans Affairs misconduct, she received a thick packet of documents that shook her life. Essentially, it amounted to a pink slip, more than 170 pages long, including about 140 pages outlining reasons the VA plans to fire her, according to Kevin Owen, her attorney. The packet arrived on Monday. She testified, of course, on Tuesday. Now, she's a district native who spent her entire 20-year career with the VA. She's also a clinical psychologist with a Department Opioid Treatment Program in Baltimore. How about that? Now, she's the one that broke the story about the phony wait list assertions. She broke that scandal. She's, oh, man, what they're doing to the veterans, it's disgusting. But, yeah, of course they fired her for talking.
Thank you.
Let's see. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
Could you? No pun intended. Could you back up a little bit on that parade story?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the headline, I read that one. I don't know which news source yours came from.
Yes.
But the parade was characterized as a controversial parade.
Of course. We can't have straight people running around there celebrating life. What's wrong with these
people? I'm serious. So that's one of the first things that they said is that it's controversial. I'm just sitting there just going,
right, man. That's so wrong.
The year of Lola. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
I appreciate the job you're doing. I'll hand it back over to you. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Cranky. Good to hear you, man.
Thanks.
Bye. Let's see. I'm looking at DC Dirty Laundry is where I got it from. Let's see if it says anything. Doesn't say anything about it, but this is, you know, I guess it depends. If I were to go to one of the newspapers in Boston, I guarantee you it would say controversial. Because there's got to be a lot of controversy involved with this, you know, because we can't have straight people running around acting like they're happy. They can't be happy unless they're homosexual. That's what they want us to believe. Some bad news today. The Utah co-ed they found her body. Missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Luck is dead. But they have charged a man with murder. Aggravated murder. In the tragic and horrific killing of missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Luck. 31-year-old Ayula Ajayi was taken into custody this morning after an investigation uncovered a fresh dig area charred female human tissue and items belonging to the missing student in the backyard of a Salt Lake City home. His neighbors had informed detectives that they noticed him burning something with the help of gasoline around the 17th of June. That was the last time when Luck was seen alive. My God. Well, a contractor, he had sought out a contractor to do some building. He wanted a secret room built in the basement, and he wanted hooks made into the walls, and he wanted a secret door to get to this secret room. The contractor started getting the heebie-jeebies, so he backed out and said, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Red flag,
exactly. So how about that? Well, Luck disappeared after meeting an unknown individual around 3 o'clock in the morning. That was a stupid thing to do. On June 17th, near a park in Salt Lake City, after being dropped off by a Lyft driver, according to police. Brown said, Ayajajaja was the last person that Luck was communicating with before her disappearance, and the phone records indicated they were both in the same area around 3 a.m. Of course, her parents were, devastated and heartbroken. I'm sure they were, and I hate that.
He's watched too many Criminal Minds.
It gets worse when you get into him. He's a sick individual. He needs to be tortured.
Yeah.
He needs to be tortured. Oh, I forgot to add the secret room. He also wanted it soundproof, too. Yeah. Brian Wolf, who owns a home repair business, said this guy reached out to him. Ask him to give an estimate. He slowly added on other requests, like building a secret door, then putting hooks on the wall, Wolf told. He said he was very weirded out. Huh. Well, his Facebook profile, I'm sure it's been taken down by now, contains images of him in a U.S. Army uniform. He appears to have set up a profile on a website where aspiring models seek jobs. Here's what he said about himself. I'm tall, buffed, funny. I'm a victim. Romantic, violent, and character actor. The profile reads. There's a lot of pictures of him posing shirtless.
Yeah.
We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Cooter.
Hey, Mr. Cooter.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, you know, I hate that this happened to this girl.
Me too.
and there's no excuse for it. But she, they make it sound like she was just a college girl.
I agree.
And that was it.
Yep, she made a big mistake.
But she was the world's oldest profession.
Oh, was she?
She was into the sugar daddy thing where they have the young girls looking for older men to take care of them kind of deal.
Gotcha. Apparently that's a happening thing in college now.
It is from what I've seen, heard.
Me too.
Anyway, like I say, that's no excuse.
No, it's not.
But they don't put that part of her life in the news when they're talking about him.
No, they don't. And you're right. It is. I mean, it's just like the one that went missing down. What was her name? The girl from Birmingham that went missing on the cruise down there.
Oh yeah,
Natalie Holloway.
Yep.
You know, and believe me, that should not have happened to her. But come on, don't go out in the early wee hours with people you don't know. I mean, come on, guys or girls, get smart. If you don't know them, don't get in the car with them.
They make bad decisions and it costs them their lives.
Bingo. Well said. I couldn't have put it any better than that.
All right, Terry. Carry on, man. Love the show.
Thank you, Mr. Cooter. Love that man. He's a good guy. Really is. Yeah, that's sad, you know. And you're right that there's no excuse for what happened to that child, because that's what she is. But come on, man. And some personal stuff, we have a good customer that brings us fruit and stuff from time to time, vegetables, and we love it when they do that. But he brought us some really good peaches from Chilton County, which is incredibly sweet. Mm-hmm. When I got home last night, when I got off the air and went home and I ate one, you know, peaches have they're fibrous. It's a fibrous kind of fruit. And that fiber, not the skin, but the meat of a peach is a very soft, fibrous material that dissipates as you eat it. It goes away, you know. Well, last night after I ate it, I had one little strand that didn't dissipate. It was very strange. So, of course, I'll look at it. You know me. And then Lynn will tell you that if it's weird, I'm going to throw it on a slide and stick it under the microscope. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. And what I found was the typical Morgellons. I found a long strand with three or four what I call the Morgellons fibers with the bronze and blue bands coming out of that main fiber of that was in the peach. So apparently they're spraying this stuff and it's infiltrating all the vegetables, all the fruit, everything. And it's infiltrating people too. It is. And it's getting, for me, it's getting worse. I'm getting more and more stuff out of my body. It's incredible. Oh, and also the other day I went into the kitchen. And I do not like bugs. I don't like cockroaches. We typically don't have them, mainly because we have two cats. And, you know, they make sport of them, play with them, and kill them. Well, there's a cockroach on his back, little legs moving around. He's a big guy, too. So I go over there and I pick him up, and I don't see where he's been mauled or anything. I'm trying to figure out what's happened to him. So, as like I just said, if it's there, I'm going to put it on a slide. I put it on a slide, and I take a look at him under the microscope. He's got fibers wrapped around his legs. He's got white fiber, weird-looking stuff that's so luminescent that I had to divert the light in order to film it. Or otherwise, all you get is a white glow coming out of his body, coming out of all of his appendages. All the insects are being infested with whatever this stuff is, and it's killing them. It's killing them. Now, you're thinking, hey, no more bugs. That's a great thing. I don't have to buy any more off. Well, here's the bad thing. Guess who handles all the decomposing things on our planet? Insects. Guess what the frogs eat? Guess what the birds eat? Guess what all the small animals eat? Insects. This is the food chain, folks. When you interrupt or disrupt the food chain, everything starts to crumble. Guess who's at the top of the food chain? And I've said this so many times. We are. It's going to work its way up. You remember in the Bible where it says a man will work all day for just enough money to buy the food for his family for that day? That's where this is headed. That's exactly where this is headed. All right, bottom of the hour break. This is Clearing the Air, 272-9228. If you feel you need to call, call 272-9228.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No surprises in the forecast as we go through this last weekend in June. Still, there is a risk you can encounter an isolated storm. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday will be hot, but there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar, so your chances are slightly better. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot, low to mid-90s both days, lows at night in the low 70s. The first day of July, Monday, is hot, high 95. And Tuesday's high 96. There will only be widely scattered storms for the lucky towns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
John Mellencamp, I don't know if this was on the news because I don't watch the news. Broward County Sheriff fires two more deputies over the Parkland school shooting. How about that? Gotta wonder, because personally, I think the first one he fired, I think he knew what was going on. I think he was told to stand down. They threw him under the bus. Which you wonder, well, if they did that, wouldn't they be afraid that he would tell everybody what was going on? Well, not if he wants to live. Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony. Shouldn't it be Tony Gregory? It's Gregory Tony. I wonder if he knows his name's backwards. Announced on Wednesday, that would be a couple of days ago, that his department fired two more deputies for their inaction during the Marjorie Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida last year. Now that they have finished their internal affairs investigation. How about that? So they've fired a total of four deputies over that shooting. Inaction. Yeah, that's an understatement. Definitely, definitely in action. All right, let's see. Excuse me? Oh, you're mumbling over there. You're doing what I do all the time. Here's a story that's really, thank you. Here's a story that's really scary. 11 Indiana cops detain entire bar to conduct background checks on patrons. I don't think that's constitutional. I don't think you can do that. The video's out there on YouTube. But I haven't seen the video yet, but apparently it shows Indiana cops detaining an entire bar, sealing off the exits, and forcing record checks on everyone in there. You can't do that. There has to be suspicion of a crime before they can do stuff like that. They made the patrons submit their IDs so they can conduct background checks on them. You can't do that. The video recorded at an Indiana bar called Local Option and posted to by Manna Carter has since been deleted from her Facebook page. However, it's still on YouTube. Footage of the incident posted this weekend shows Michigan City police officers corralling everyone inside the bar at 1:30 a.m. in the morning, detaining them and forcing everyone to hand over their IDs, which they ran through police database, checking for various crimes. "I've never seen anything like this in my life," Carter narrates as she records the scene. "My father, who has owned this bar, who has bartended for decades, says he has no idea what's going on."
Okay, hold on.
This is unbelievable. You've got to have probable cause. You cannot do that. Sam. Well, we have... Who?
Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sherry. I was just telling you better half that I'm here on the farm. Our tomatoes right now are flush. And I'm listening to about the fibers, and you scare me to death. I've got my gypsy kitchen going. I'm stewing down tomatoes and making, I'm cooking them down to prepare them to freeze and to put some up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man,
I'm sorry.
I hadn't even thought about the fibers infiltrate, but I guess that makes sense.
It's in the soil. It's in air. Man, it's everywhere.
It'll be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt your show, but...
No, you didn't. I do that well enough on my own, but I appreciate it.
Right on. Oh, life is good. I'll talk to you later. How about that?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bless
you. Yeah, bless you. Bless you, too. Blessed are you, too, sir. Yeah, clearing out the bar at 1:30 in the morning to check everyone's IDs without probable cause, that is so unconstitutional. You cannot do that. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens. Huh. Now, the officers eventually claim that they're part of an excise enforcement for the AT, for the Alcohol Tobacco Commission. But Indiana has its own department called the Indiana State Excise Police. But the officers in the bar were wearing Michigan City Police. I think they're just claiming they're working. How about that? Wow. Yeah, protect and serve. Oh boy, that's unreal. Let's see. Many people have said it's no big deal. Excise checks IDs all the time. Allow me to be perfectly clear in saying that this is not at all what happened here. Read that again if you're one of those in the back. Excise can do their thing. Check licenses. Check liquor. Check IDs for age and validity. Please do your job. Bring the police with you if you feel so inclined. However, there's absolutely no need for 11 cops inside the bar or an entire block's worth of cruisers outside containing, surprise, still more cops. Now, pay close attention here, guys. It's never okay to line everyone up in the establishment and demand IDs for the purpose of warrant checking, period. This is where I would insert the Fourth Amendment, but I'm certain I would lose quite a few of you, and I know you all have Google. Search it, learn it, and learn the rest of them for your own good. This raid or sweep or whatever you choose to call it entirely violated that right for everyone there. Along those same lines, Indiana law states that an officer must have probable cause to demand ID. Probable cause. Not suspicion of a crime. Not what these cops had, which was a whole lot of nothing whatsoever. Probable cause. Yeah, I could have refused to provide my ID, and I honestly wish I had. I would have been absolutely within my rights to have done so. This is getting out of control, folks. It's getting out of control. You're seeing the police state as it's really starting to come to fruition. Thank you, Patriot Act. Moving on, and what has become a recurring theme here, unfortunately, on Clearing the Air, more Muslims, a.k.a. the religion of peace, are raping the infidel women in the tolerant old EU countries. Alas, I could have titled this story, "Coming to a City Near You Soon, Islamic Rapists," brought to you by the Democratic Party. But I digress. Again, D.C. dirty laundry dated today. 10 Muslim immigrants and one German national gang rape an 18-year-old German girl. Germany, as is much of Europe, is in big trouble. Muslims are taking over and pushing their evil ideologies on a once great continent. Women in Islam are, at best, second-class citizens, and at worst, simply possessions. They are beaten when they don't obey their husbands, and they are raped at will. They can be honor-killed without punishment if the husband has an acceptable reason for killing them. Americans need to read this so they know the results of open borders, and especially welcoming people from Muslim nations. Folks, they will not assimilate into our culture. They will not assimilate. Why are we letting these people in? Because the powers that shouldn't be, the people, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, They want them to come here. They want them to destroy the infrastructure of this country because they want to destroy the America that we all know and love. And they're well on their way. They've accomplished quite a bit. And if we don't stop it right now, there will be no stopping it. I hope you understand that. The culture of Islamic countries does not mesh with American values, as you will see by the latest rape story coming out of Germany. Alistair Jameson reports for Euronews, 11 men, most of them from Syria, have gone on trial in Germany for the gang rape of an 18-year-old woman last October. The defendants, aged between 18 and 30, were due to appear in a Freiburg district court in northwestern Germany, charged with raping the young woman outside of a nightclub or failing to prevent the attack. The suspects comprise of one German citizen, 8 Syrians, 2 Algerians, and an Iraqi. This case caused a political firestorm in Germany, no pun intended, amid a national debate over levels of migration. Former CDU Secretary General Kramp Kottenbar, for example, called for a harder line in dealing with criminal asylum seekers in Freiburg. The regional court is preparing for a mammoth trial. What are they going to put a mammoth on trial for, I wonder? They were all just extinct. 27 trial days have been scheduled. About 50 witnesses have already been summoned. The verdict is estimated for December. The defendants are accused of spiking the victim's drink inside the nightclub, then subjecting her to a gang rape outside. According to the prosecution, the woman had previously been offered a tablet of ecstasy. Once again, we're going back to what Mr. Cooter said. You make bad decisions, bad things have been known to happen. Don't do it. Well, they had mixed an unknown substance, and this doesn't justify. This is a terrible thing to do. And I'm sure it's even terrible to have done to you. They mixed something into her drink. The victim was thus defenseless and helpless and went to police the following day. The primary defendant, a 22-year-old from Syria, is accused of being a prolific offender who was the subject of unenforced arrest warrants for other crimes at the time of the alleged rape. So they never got rid of him, even though they had all reason to kick him out. What would you want to bet, or would you want to bet that the, quote, German citizen involved was also of Islamic descent? You better believe it. What if it was your daughter? The ignorant liberals in America have become allies with the Islamists who invade our borders with intent to do us lots of harm. They wish nothing more than to bring Sharia law to America. Sharia law is not kind to women, nor is it kind to those who hold Christian values. We must take a stand against Islam before America's lost and left unrecognizable to those of us who will remember the president who made America great again. The buck has to stop here. It has to stop now. Build the damn wall. This is happening all over Europe. This was posted by Dean Garrison, who publishes DC Clothesline, and it's an excellent, excellent site. I highly recommend it. Yes, folks. If I ever get to be in charge, and you probably will be very happy to know that's never going to happen, but if I ever were to be in charge, I would round up everyone who was against the wall, and I would try them for sedition, perhaps treason. And if they're guilty, I would publicly hang them. Because essentially what they're doing is they are allowing, they're facilitating the illegal invasion of America. You can't call it anything but that. That's what it is, folks. This morning, I couldn't sleep past 3:30 or so, I went ahead and got up and did my normal upon waking routine, and once again, as is my norm, found myself at my laptop yet again, having to play that old Control-Alt-Delete all-at-one-time game. If you're familiar with computers, you know what I'm talking about. It's not one of my favorite games to play, particularly when I'm first waking up. Now, for those not familiar with this nasty little game, it is the reluctance of the computer to function as designed and as expected. Now, mine has a very nasty habit of locking up when I try to open Windows, particularly Windows Live Photo Gallery, which I use a lot. So I end up pressing Control-Alt-Delete simultaneously and at the same time, which takes me to the system's task manager. There I can survey what's running, decide which program to abruptly end, and try to free up my computer. And I got to thinking, why don't we have one of those for elected officials? You know, I can envision a day when we ordinary citizens, sick and tired of the useless public debates on subjects near and dear to our hearts, disgusted by the reluctance of the ones we purportedly elected to serve us, get to our computer screens, access local political protocol, and use the Control-Alt-Delete button. Then we can survey exactly what these overpaid anti-American liars are actually doing, how they are performing, and if enough of us, say a majority, I don't know, have had enough, we simply move the cursor, rather than now when we seem to be the cursor, spelled with two E's, and hit end task. Boom. Once the tabulations are complete, that specific elected official is either terminated from his employment with us, because they work for us. They really do. They're supposed to. Or he or she is put on notice that lots of us are not very happy with their job performance or lack thereof. I wish it was that easy. I wish we could get rid of these people that way, but apparently it doesn't work that way. And that's sad, because it should. Because so many of these people are the enemies of America, and they are right in the heart of the government of America doing what they feel like they needed to bring this country to its knees. All right, last break of the night. 272-9228.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I don't know about you, but you know, I keep hearing about how the stock market's blowing and going and how the economy's doing great. It's growing at record rates and all that. From Adams Motorsports perspective, we don't see that. And it's not, we're not the only ones. I see businesses closing all the time. I don't know what's going on. I kind of do and I kind of don't. You know, when you look at of the Fortune 500 companies, 77, I'm trying to think of how to best put this. 77% are owned by the same board of directors and are owned 77% of the Fortune 500 companies. So it's like they're moving money around and it's making things look great, but things aren't great. They're not for us and they're not for a lot of companies. I see them closing every day. Let's take this call. Hey, caller.
Hi, this is Miss
Connie. Oh, it's Miss Connie. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey. I was just going to tell you that my daughter sent me, she's always up on this stuff, but she sent me an article just a little while ago that apparently the Democrats and some of their, you know, bill about the border or whatever, and one of them, they have a provision that offers a two-year pilot program to let the United Nations take over our border processing centers instead of us doing it.
Are you serious?
I'm afraid so.
That shouldn't surprise me. Wow.
Well, now, prayerfully, somebody, well, I mean, he caught it. Mm-hmm. I hope somebody's paying attention up there.
I got to tell you, Miss Connie, I'm beginning to not trust Trump more and more, and I don't want to be that way. I really don't. I want to think that he was put there by God, but he's not showing me that he is.
Well, I don't know, because he said, I mean, what can he pass and do?
I know.
With what he's, the flack that he's getting, you know?
Right, yeah, I get that.
So I don't know, but, and another cop in New York killed himself with a gun.
Another one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Wow, really? When did this happen?
Let's see. Let me see if I can get the date up here.
Where did you find that?
New York Post.
Wow. I'll bet you he was one of the laptop.
June 27th is the date of the article, and it says 53 McGavin Grice was found Wednesday at 9:50 p.m. with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, my God.
Now, he was married with children. Mm-hmm. He was soon going to, I forget now how, I guess, anyway, he wasn't too long from retirement.
Right.
I don't remember the exact time. Had given no signs of being depressed or anything.
Wow. Oh, wow. And
so I guess all these cops that saw the laptop, they're being taken out one by one.
That's exactly what's happening. And that's, you know, why have we not been able to see what's on that laptop? We should have every right to know what this guy was doing.
And there's a lot of stuff that we should have been able to see that somehow is getting erased or lost or just, oh, my goodness, we accidentally erased it.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
We just can't find it. Yeah, I'm really buying all that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Me too. And that's the way I feel about 9/11. If you really dig into it like I have, there's so much of that that went on. The videos that show whatever hit the Pentagon, there were 85 of them that were all confiscated immediately. Now, they claim, well, we got a new guy up there where the video dissection is. He can't find them. And then we're told, oh, they accidentally threw them away. Oh, well, darn, what luck is that?
Yeah. And all those millions of dollars that was being audited.
Yep.
Can't find anything. Oh,
nope.
Well.
Isn't that amazing?
But I tell you what, that about if we turn our border security over to the United Nations, it's done. Stick a fork in it. We're done.
That's it. Absolutely. If people don't wake up and get on the beat, we're done. Period.
All right. Well, I'll let somebody else call in. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Miss Connie. It's great to hear your voice.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Love that, Miss Connie. Yeah, I haven't heard that. And let me see if I've tried to find it, and I can't seem to find it. I'm not saying it's not there. It's just, I got a feeling that they probably know we're onto this, so they're not exactly going to, get real crazy about putting it out there. But, they're cleaning up. That's exactly what they're doing. They're cleaning up. They're trying to make sure we don't know things that we have every right to know and we should know. You know, Wiener's laptop, there was stuff on there. It was under a title of insurance policy. And there were things on there that made hardened pedophile chasing New York detectives cry like children. That's how horrific it was with Hillary and Huma, things that they were doing to children. And but, you know, there's never going to be any justice until Christ returns. Left to man, there's never going to be justice here. There's just not. It's not going to happen. The sad part is, if there were a revolution and this government was taken over, history tells me that there will be more than one. And when it winds up, the most powerful will be the ones running this country, and the most powerful ones are the ones that are in legion with Satan, that have all the money, that have all the power, and they will destroy anything, any semblance of God will be destroyed. You know, and the hardest thing for me to wrap my mind around, and I wanted to mention this to Miss Connie, and I kind of forgot at the moment, was, we know from Scripture that America is going to be destroyed. We know that because America's Babylon. We know it's going to fall. It doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make it easy to sit back and watch the country you grew up in, the country that you always thought was the good guy in the world, for these things to start happening. And it's I really don't know how to qualify it. I don't know how to wrap my mind around it, you know? I really don't. Is there a problem?
She said it's not the New York Times, it's the New York Post, and then Mr. Cooper hung up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I must have said Times, but I'm actually looking at the Post, but I still can't find it. But that's okay. I'll find it eventually. I'm looking at a Michael Schneider, who I really like what he writes, and he's talking about the economy, which is why I started off talking about the economy. Sadly, the reality of the matter is that we're at the very end of the greatest debt bubble in the history of the world. And the way we live is about to dramatically change, no matter who we send to Washington. The evidence that the U.S. economy has already entered a significant downturn continues to grow. All of the economic numbers that we have been getting lately have been bad, and yet so many of the, quote, experts continue to claim that the U.S. economy is in great shape. In fact, a survey that was just released has some rather startling results. 100% of the experts were surveyed rated the performance of the U.S. economy as either excellent or good. But average hardworking Americans were a lot more evenly split. Yeah. Let's see. Everyday Americans have a less favorable view of the economy than the experts do. All of the experts rated the economy as being excellent or good compared to just 59% of others. 39% of average Americans said the economy was not so good or poor. Bankrate surveyed around 1,000 people and 9 economic experts for that study. Who we got?
Cooter's on one.
Was he first?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Cooter.
Yes, sir. I was looking at that policeman that killed himself.
Yes, sir.
New York City police has had 4 officer suicides in the last 3 weeks.
It's, okay, he is the fourth one then.
He was the fourth one. I believe it was in yesterday's.
Wow. Here we go.
So 1 day ago, the New York Times, NBC, New York had a story.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Take care.
Kenny.
Kenny? Kenny, hey.
It is me.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You don't sound good. You all right?
Yeah, well.
Sound tired.
And I know you don't have a lot of time left.
Actually, I have about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to squeeze this in.
Okay.
So.
Squeeze away.
Yesterday, I think we were on Joey's show, and they were talking about the, you know, the guys that were doing the Democratic debate.
Yes.
And, you know, the favorite line is that it was the Taliban who attacked us. They flew planes in our building, all this crap.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, they just keep saying the same old stuff over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Which, first of all, if they knew anything about the Taliban, they know they're not sophisticated enough to do anything like that.
Absolutely.
If what they're trying to convince us is true, they were a bunch of guys from Saudi, but that's probably a lie, too.
Uh-huh.
In any case, there was a guy that was here a few years ago, an Afghani student. And so he was telling us, you know, what you guys don't understand about us is that we're very tribal, number one. Most of the guys are very low educated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's nothing really sophisticated about us. And when you guys came in and promised us, well, if you work for us, we'll pay you this much money. He said, well, you know, the other guys come after you leave. And they said, okay, we'll pay you the same. We won't kill your entire family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he said, wow. This is what you guys don't understand what we deal with. But, you know, here's the irony of the whole thing. The whole thing about Afghanistan, and you know, we talked about, what is it, 7 nations that they have on the list they want to take over?
Right.
But wasn't it us that created the Taliban, when you think about it? Because yes. We armed the Mujahideen and That's the right. Northern Alliance
That's right.
to fight the Russians when we were telling the Russians in 1979 that they
Absolutely
needed to get
correct.
Out of Afghanistan.
Absolutely correct.
They were the invaders.
Yep, so that's where Osama bin Laden came from.
What made us think that we were going to go in there and do anything different?
Exactly, because Afghanistan was Russia's Vietnam.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and it's, they really don't care. I mean, this whole warmonger thing.
No, it's all about
selling. These neocons, they don't care. They just want to, you know, because they don't have to go to war.
That's the point I made sure that I got out on Joey's show yesterday. Tell me how many senators or congressmen's boys were killed in war in Vietnam? Zero.
Yeah, they don't have to go to war.
No, they don't.
They don't care how many.
No, they just rake in all the money from the bullets and all the other stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, we created that.
Exactly.
We funded that.
Yep.
In order to fight the Soviets. And, like, you know, as I said before, stuff come to haunt us.
Yep. Fun and games, man. Fun and games.
Yeah. So, but I know your time is up, so
that's great.
We'll try to be listening tomorrow.
Thank you, Kenny. You're welcome to come up if you'd like.
I guess that was my sister from another mystery.
She's here.
Yeah, I was surprising. So very happy to hear her.
She's happy to hear you, too. Well, Kenny, why don't you come up tomorrow night? You got anything going on?
Not really.
Come on, man.
If I can, I might do that.
Okay. Well, you got an open invite. Well, let me go, buddy. I got about 20 seconds.
Love you guys.
Love you, too, man. See you.
Bye.
Love that Kenny from Maxwell. All right, guys. Good Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow night. I'll be by myself. Postman won't be here. He's traveling. Got some business to take care of. Yeah. All right. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're in.